details on the nearly $13 billion state budget plan. A pest long gone from Oklahoma is getting attention. And a statewide public art mural program has lost federal grants. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma lawmakers and Governor Kevin Stitt have agreed on a budget. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us agency appropriations are staying mostly flat and an income tax cut is on the way.
The House and Senate have agreed to a $12.6 billion budget. It comes with an elimination of the bottom three income tax brackets and a 0.25% income tax cut for everyone else. Overall, Stitt says the agreed-upon budget meets critical infrastructure needs across the state while continuing to make Oklahoma business-friendly.
It's not a governor's budget, it's not a House budget, it's not a Senate budget, but it is the best budget that we put together to make Oklahoma a top 10 state.
Stitt was flanked only by House and Senate Republican leadership on both sides. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Julia Kurt responded in a press release minutes after the governor's presser, saying the budget helps big companies and people who are well-connected, not everyday working Oklahomans. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Governor Kevin Stitt is using his veto pen more this year than ever in office. Thomas Pablo reports the governor has blocked almost 15% of the bills that have crossed his desk.
The governor is wearing out his red pen so far this session, knocking down legislation on an array of topics. In his messages rejecting the measures, Stitt argues many of the bills he's vetoing increase government influence while imploring for tax cuts and more government efficiency.
Putting more government mandates involved just continues to make the prices go up for everyone in Oklahoma.
One bill would have tweaked the funding model for an OSBI office dedicated to missing and murdered indigenous persons. He called it racially discriminatory. Another would have made an aggravated DUI a felony. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond responded in a news release, calling the vetoes a threat to public safety. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Oklahoma officials are bracing for a pest that had been eradicated but appears to be making a comeback. Anna Pope reports on the steps they're taking against the New World screwworm.
Adult New World screwworms started as maggots that feed on live, healthy tissue, infesting livestock, pets, wildlife, occasionally birds, and in rare cases, people. The insect was eradicated from Oklahoma in the 1960s. In recent years, more detections of the insect have been seen in South America, and this month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture suspended live cattle, horses, and bison imports along the southern border. Oklahoma State veterinarian Rod Hall says insecticides ranchers use for flies and ticks do prevent screwworms.
Just that is only going to prevent them for so long, and the screwworms are just so much more aggressive that we just have to be very careful about them.
Past outbreaks have created a financial strain, but for now, the state's meat supply is safe. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Sunny Days Mural Festival celebrates public art around Oklahoma. For years, the National Endowment for the Humanities awarded grants to support the festival and artists, but now there is a funding freeze. Festival Board Chair Paige Powell says despite the loss, the organization will work to continue.
I had a muralist once tell me that she was expecting this to be FFY, which means fend for yourself. And I was like, whatever the opposite of that is what Sunny Days is. Everybody is taking care of each other and watching out for each other and supporting each other like I've really never seen before.
Sunny Days Mural Fest 5th Annual Festival takes place May 31st in Oklahoma City. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.